But then something happened because I understand of the toilet tax.
The Clark administration, before it went in, people in the water department were saying there's a real problem in the income, the city stream of income. In those days, cities in Oklahoma were not authorized to tax. Some of the smaller towns either owned the electrical distribution or they owned the water distribution, and they could sell. The only income Tulsa had was selling water, and they didn't want to run the price of water up to the disadvantage of industry. So they came up with, if you can sell the water going into a house, why can't you tax the water coming out of the house? That's where the sewer tax idea came up. And there were two things that put us out of office, and they called it a toilet tax. They had a better name for it legally, but the utility board came up with this idea of the sewer service charge, and that helped. That got the city out of the hole. As I said, the cities in Oklahoma were not able to tax like the sales tax it's in now. It took the legislature some years later to change it. So the only income they had was from selling water or selling sewer service. Several million dollars came in from water. The next highest item on the income stream was parking meters, and it was infinitesimal, under $100,000. Well, I'm sure it was probably more like $50,000. So the cities were in a real straitjacket from the standpoint of income. Later on, Oklahoma City and Tulsa and some of the cities convinced the legislature to give cities the power to levy taxes, and primarily it is the sales tax.
But that toilet tax, as they called it, that led to your defeat.
Yes.
And the Democrats unseated the Republicans.
Right.
It wasn't only you then that was
the whole team.
The whole team lost.
Some political analyst said it's real easy. You shouldn't be identified as the L.C. Clark team. It is a lot easier to defeat a team than it is individuals. And that proved to be true. One of the other things that Democrats used in their campaign, the brick pit next to Roosevelt Junior High or next to Owen Park, a couple of kids had been drowned. This brick company had abandoned the operation for years, and the big hole in the ground had filled with water. In fact, the water was so deep when they finally pumped it out, they found a steam shovel down in the bottom of the hole. People, even in our engineering department, said, there's not enough dirt to fill that hole. We'll never fill that hole. They went to court and declared the brick pit a nuisance, thinking that the owner would do something about it. Well, all he did was put a fence around it. So the hole in the ground was still there. It was a huge hole. And there were engineers that said, that's so many thousand millions cubic feet, they'll never fill it. Would you believe they started building downtown buildings like the city service building? They dug foundations, and they wanted some close-in place to dump it. Cincinnati Avenue going north went through a hill, and they cut part of the hill down and dumped it in the brick pit. And I think it was just in a couple of years they had that filled and leveled off. They never could get the owners to do what needed to be done, so the city bought it. So the claim was, why, they bought a hole in the ground. They're taking our good money and going out there and buying a hole in the ground.